It's true that you lost weight, or...
That's one of the most stupid questions I've ever heard.
I was about 37 years of age and my pace was 35.
Danny. This is football.
Welcome back to a short episode of the Walk Talk Football podcast. I am your host here, Andrew Olimbo.
What's up, Brian?
Good evening, Matthew.
Lovely. So we just decided to give you guys a little snippet. We wanted to make our personal predictions for some of the upcoming games of the weekend. And yeah, just small discussions around the upcoming games. Obviously, Premier League football is back after the extended break, which is well-deserved, honestly, for some of the players. Not all of them. Some of them did happen to be on international duty. But yeah, football is back.
United win.
Okay.
Damn, straight away.
United win.
Agreed.
You know who you're playing against, right?
2-1.
West
Ham. Doesn't matter. 2-1.
Although West Ham haven't lost in 4.
Exactly.
It's fine. They're getting the L now. They couldn't have lost in 10, and I would still say 2-1.
And no Kudus as well, so I see it.
Also, the last two games.
Kudus is there.
Peters.
Kudus should be there.
Oh, yeah, he should be there.
Ghana already got knocked out, yeah.
Aye, bro, yeah. He's not getting a break.
If I was playing today, Onana is going to play on Thursday night first. Onana is going to be on the pitch.
Anyway, so like we said, I predict a United dub. But West Ham have beaten us the last 2 times we've played. Actually, and it's been clean sheets in both.
Casemiro was in there in both games.
You are at home. So you're saying the savior is back.
Hmm?
Alhamdulillah.
The warrior is back. Rashford will be on his revenge tour.
Rashford needs to be benched, according to what he told me.
Nah, we need him.
Still.
We need him this game.
He's going to play. He's going to play because apparently he apologized. He apologized.
We shall play a Garnacho Anthony mix, which changes into a Diallo in the 68th.
Bro, Diallo didn't even touch the pitch against Newport. You think he's going to be played against...
Rashford play.
Because he was being rested for this.
Rashford play, especially being in a Thursday-Sunday game. Only Thursday-Sunday week.
He has to play.
Yeah.
Diallo just needs minutes.
Next prediction. Actually, no, we haven't yet given score predictions. Obviously, United will concede because Onana. So 2-1.
2-1 United.
Yeah, 2-1.
I see 1-1.
Yeah.
1-1.
United at home. Anyway, it's okay. You're a prime hater. No pressure.
I mean, yes, but also West Ham sit on their leads for very long. Even if it's from the 25th minute.
My predictions for Arsenal, Liverpool.
I don't want to ask you that. I don't.
Don't ask you shit.
No, we can talk about Arsenal.
Now that we're talking about clubs, you ever asked me about my predictions for that game? It's the same weekend.
What are your predictions, Sir Andrew?
My predictions? Clapping cheeks.
2-0 Liverpool.
Arsenal 2. Arsenal take 3. They hold 3, bro.
And then we score 4. All right, yeah. So
if Salah was playing.
No, you'll get a goal. I don't think Liverpool bang you a clean sheet at home because you guys are at home. So, like, you'll take 3 and then, like, maybe get, like, 1 or 2. I'm going to say, like, 3-2. It'll make you guys feel a bit better, 3-2.
Okay.
A 5-goal thriller.
All right.
2-0.
2-0 to Liverpool.
2-0 to Liverpool.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Clean sheeted at all.
That's a whiling. How am I a prime hater for predicting a 1-1 with a team that parks the bus at 1-0?
Wait, okay, but this is
so what are the predictions then?
Yeah, other than the 5-0 recently, you guys haven't been the best scoring wise.
2. Well, I'm going 1-1.
1-1. Why would you assume that you hold them to only 1 goal?
No Salah. And
that's the only missing player, isn't he?
He's the only missing player,
and also Trent.
Is Trent fit?
Trent, no, I don't think he's fit yet.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. Yeah,
and you're here predicting 3 goals.
Okay, so no Trent, No Salah. Oh, yeah, still. Don't worry, boy. My boy Nunes will handle that. Don't worry about that.
Nunes can... Aye, bro. That guy's never lived up to his XG, bro. I'm not scared.
Okay, bro. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm going 1-1 because...
I can't wait for you to swallow these words, fam.
I'm going 1-1. I'm just going to go 1-1 because I know... We've played each other twice already, so there's going to be a lot of reservations, seeing as Liverpool is weaker, and we also don't want to get conceded on the counter.
I'm willing to make another bet, and that Arsenal will take at least 2
goals.
Yeah, at least.
All right, fair. All right, Chelsea Wolves.
I don't believe you guys only hold them to 1. That's my thing. Chelsea Wolves. Chelsea stumble again.
At home?
I think they draw.
Yeah. Wolves 1-0.
2-0 Chelsea.
No, I think they draw. I don't think Chelsea lose the game, but I think they draw. They have a disappointing result. A result that they should win, but they like don't pick up the win. So my predictions would be like maybe like a 1-1 draw, but Chelsea dominance. They have been improving how they play it. I am seeing some form of structure. I have seen improvement from certain players on the pitch, but I just feel like they'll stumble, or they might not be clinical enough. So 1-1.
I see 2-0. It may not be clear.
2-0 who, Chelsea?
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Palmer starting that game.
That's the biggest issue, just clean sheets. Wolves are really bad defensively.
But Wolves don't have Huang and Boubacar Traore. So I'm not seeing them being as fluid as they usually are.
You know, Wolves haven't lost in like 5-6 games, right?
Yeah, but again, no Huang, top scorer.
Okay.
Cunha has like 7 goals and also Neto is back from injury.
He hasn't played a game yet, so I'm not gonna have high hopes for his performance.
He's gonna have played a game by then because he's gonna play United on Thursday.
Cunha is on 6, is on 11 GA, which is fair, but I don't know. It's not. I don't feel like it's convincing.
And she was the biggest.
Okay. I think that's more of a let's wait and see. But I strongly do feel that. It would be wrong to write off Wolves because they also have been playing without one. So,
yeah.
Right. And last but not least, City Brentford.
Oh, you're asking? Why would you ask? City dub.
No, Brentford has been beating them recently, man. We are
Tony's back.
Haaland supporting Ivan.
KDB fit. Haaland and KDB fit. Dub.
Ivan Tony. Dub.
No, are you not hearing me? Dub.
City dub. No,
Manchester City. Dub.
No, Bemo.
Oh, no, yeah. He's still at AFCON.
Let me tell you.
No, he's
full
injured.
Strength Brentford is fine. Haaland and KDB are present.
Even without Haaland, you don't need him. At least for this game.
Manchester City W. With a minimum of 2 goals.
Yeah. There we go.
Without a doubt. I think like they're just going to put they're going to kick the next gear in, man. This is crunch time for Pep. You know, Pep is going to be working towards like preventing the like glorious send off that Klopp probably wants.
Okay. I am trusting in Brentford.
Great. And thank you once again, guys, for joining us for this short episode of the Walk Talk Football Podcast. I have been your host here, Andrew Limba.
Walter O'Brien
and producer Matu.